Wisconsin, and also the Brown Oster Performing Arts Foundation in Salem, Wisconsin. Today's show was written by Steve Brown and Mike Ostrup and directed by Vicky Dumais. And our stars are from the 91.1 Players. We have two great bands, a lot of great singing, some special skits, dancing girls. Well, maybe not dancing girls, but it's radio. So pretend there are dancing girls and some very special guests. The village president of Williams Bay, Wisconsin, the Honorable John Mara, and the president of the Williams Bay Women's Civic League, Helena Mara. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Bob Hope's Holiday Spectacular, and now here's the man you've been waiting for, a profile that you'll never forget, world traveler and lead actor in any film in which Bing Crosby appears. Here's Bob Hope, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. Great to be here at Lake Lawn Resort in Delavan, Wisconsin. Wendell Niles, are you here, Wendell?
Yes, Bob, I'm here.
Whew. They have you billed as my number one sidekick, and then I didn't know where you were.
Nothing to worry about. I'm here, Bob.
So what's in store for me, Wendell?
It's going to be quite a show, Bob. I hope you're up to it.
I'm up for anything today, Wendell. Yes, folks, this is Bob, Lake Lawn Resort Hope. You know, I wish they'd make up their minds in the Pentagon about where we are sending troops. I had to get used to the cold in Afghanistan, and I had to get used to the heat and sand in Iraq. Then we sent troops to Australia, now Eastern Europe. We're back in Iraq. And now I'm here in the cold snow and rain here in lovely, foggy Wisconsin. Well, you know what they say, join the service, see the world. I just wish we'd pick one climate to send troops to so I could just have one wardrobe.
Well, Bob, if you'd watch your weight, you could stop having to get new wardrobe, too.
Everyone wants to get in the act. Hey, you should have seen the reception I got at the airport.
I guess they were expecting to see Crosby with you.
Hey, come on, I mean really.
So they really were there to see Crosby.
Yeah, very funny. What a crowd, though. And it's been a while since I've flown.
You mean you flew commercial, Bob? Not on one of your private jets?
Private jets, come on. You must have me mixed up with Crosby again. It's amazing what selling orange juice will buy for you.
Did the TSA go easy on you?
Well, if you mean one heck of a thorough pat-down is easy, yeah, I guess.
A pat-down? Didn't you walk through the full-body scanner?
I started to, but they said I had too full of a body.
Did you have to take off your shoes?
They said I didn't have to. Said something about the Geneva Convention outlawing gas warfare.
Did you fly into Mitchell or O'Hare?
Hey, let me tell you, Mitchell and Milwaukee, of course. Where else but Milwaukee can you get an airport meal with bratwurst, knackwurst, Polish sausage, and kraut, and then buy some cheddar cheese for the trip home?
No wonder you're always needing bigger trousers.
True, but what a way to go. Sure beats those meals they serve in the desert, though. Hey, I know we're supposed to eat more fiber, but since when does sand blowing into your food count as fiber? And no alcohol over there, what's that about? How the heck can you wash sand down your throat without beer? Oh, here's an OK airport, though. Lots of soldiers and sailors walking through there these days.
Many women soldiers?
Oh, yeah, plenty, and all very pretty.
Glad to hear it. What about those women soldiers?
Hey, let me tell you, though, those terrorists have got to be scared to death by our female military. I mean, wouldn't you be scared if someone could haul a 50-pound backpack, hit the bullseye of a target with a rifle, drive a tank through the desert, and all in high heels?
It's good to be here at Delavan, though.
Hey, any canteen around here?
There you go down memory lane, Bob. Those are long gone. Long gone, Bob.
Too bad
those
were...
Long gone.
Oh, too bad. Those were marvelous places. Hey, any enlisted man or woman could come in, be entertained by the top talent, and get free food served by beauties. Can you imagine all those beautiful hostesses and only servicemen are allowed? Hey, I know one guy who got dressed up in uniform so that he could get into the canteen, but they knew he was a fake because the uniform fitted him, so they threw me out.
Say, Bob, did Lake Lawn Resort have a red carpet for you when you drove up to the building?
Certainly. Then the manager turned to me and said, "I'm glad you're back, Hope. Now go get the vacuum."
Say, Bob, I think we need some music.
Hey, sounds great, Wendell. What should I sing?
Well, Bob, I was thinking of bringing out the Dixie Dudes.
The Dixie Dudes. They're great. But wouldn't you rather have me sing first?
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Dixie Dudes.
Thank you. baby face. You've got the cutest little baby face. There's not another one can take your place. Baby face, my poor heart is thumping. You sure have started something, baby face. Well, I'm in heaven when I'm in your fond embrace. I didn't need a shove because I fell in love with your pretty baby face.
Looks like it's time for the 91.1 players, Bob.
Hey, say, that sounds great. What part am I going to play?
Oh, sure. Let me check with them. Say, what part is Mr. Hope going to have?
You mean the old guy?
Yeah, him.
Can he act?
Bob Hope was in lots of movies.
He ever win an Oscar?
Well, no.
So he's not that good.
Hey, it's Christmas. Let's just give him a part.
Yeah, okay, whatever. He can be one of the enlisted men. Here's a script.
Here you go, Bob. You're playing an enlisted man.
Enlisted man? Why not an officer?
Why not an Oscar?
Okay, I get the message. Let's get started.
The 91.1 players are proud to present Bob Joins the Army.
Well, here I am. First day in the Army. I hope it's not too rough. Say, my name is Bob. Where are you from?
What's it to you?
Nothing. Just thought I'd make conversation. What you got in your hand there?
Where have you been? It's a cell phone.
A cell phone? Where'd you get that, prison?
As a matter of fact, yeah. I'm on a prison release program. It was either spend 5 years in the Army or 5 years in prison.
Okay, what were you in for?
Well, if I tell you, I'd have to kill you.
Oh, that's, that's okay. I tend to be too nosy for my own good anyway. I'll just move on down here. And he'd probably know just how to kill me, too. Say, what about you? Where are you from?
Wisconsin.
Oh, the state with all the cows.
Yeah, right. Whatever.
How old are you? I mean, you seem too young to be in the Army.
And you seem too old to be alive.
Man, rough crowd.
All right, listen up, people. I'm your drill sergeant for the next 6 weeks. I will be your mother, father, sister, and brother. Got that?
Yeah, whatever.
You will address me as sergeant, as in sergeant, yes, sergeant. Sergeant, no, sergeant. You got that?
Sergeant, yes, sergeant.
Boy, this is a young group.
Say, you, the old one. You have something to say?
No, sir. Sergeant. Just not used to women in the Army, sir. Sergeant.
And you have a problem with that?
No, I think it's great. I'd rather be looking at you than some thick-necked male sergeant.
Oh, brother. These recruits get worse and worse. Say, how the heck did they ever let you in the Army? You seem too fat, too dumb, and too old.
Well, you know, I used to be in the Army years ago. Say, but there's this clause in my discharge papers that says Uncle Sam can call me back if they decide they need me.
Didn't know things were that bad to call up guys like you. So, Which army were you in?
Which army?
Yeah, which army? Union or Confederate?
Say, I'm not that old.
Oh, yes, you are. But makes no matter to me. I gotta get you recruits ready to protect our country no matter where they send me. Okay, everyone, line up. Along this line on the ground. Double time.
Hey, get out of my way.
Hey, what are you...
Move over there.
Well, for Pete's sake.
What is your problem now?
Hey, just trying to line up. No problem at all. None at all.
None at all. Who?
Sergeant. None at all, Sergeant.
All right. That's better. Now listen up. Everyone turn to your left. Now! What the heck are you all waiting for?
Hey, old guy, your other left.
Darn, when did they change that?
How's it coming? You figure it out yet?
Well, usually it's a different woman who asks me to turn to the left.
And which woman would that be?
Hillary Clinton.
And to the right?
Well, I gotta tell you, Sarah Palin. Hey, you know, when did women take over politics?
We're taking over to clean up the mess you guys created. After all, it's always the women that are stuck with the dirty work. Like shaping you guys up for the army. Now, into the barracks. Left. Left. Left.
Okay, left. Here goes. Look out, Vladimir. Here I come.
Say, Bob, how about another song?
Hey, you bet, Wendell. What should I sing?
Well, I was thinking that it might be a good time to bring out the leader of the Dixie Dudes.
Hey, am I going to get to sing it all today?
Maybe later, when we're off the air.
Well, in that case, let's hear from Bill McGee, leader of the Dixie Dudes, right here.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks for having both our groups here today.
Hey, welcome, Bill. So, Bill, how about introducing the Dixie Dudes to us?
Sure. On trombone, we have Jeff Witt. Clarinet and sax, we have Scott Menifee and Sue Spindler. On tuba, Jim Nelson. On drums, Roy Miller. And on banjo and vocals, the wonderful Tom O'Brien. On piano, behind me here, we have Rebecca Talion. Guitar, we have Larry Ronsvogue. And trumpet and lead, of course, is myself, Bill McGee.
Hey, I gotta ask, how long have you guys been playing?
Oh, a long time. The Dixie Dudes have been together about 9 years.
That long? And always played Dixieland?
You bet. We like bringing back these old songs. Heck, Bob, you probably remember when these songs were first played when you were in, which army was that again?
You know, I'm getting to feel a little self-conscious about my age. And you lead Bill's little big band, too, huh?
You bet, Bob. I sure do. And in that group, we have on trumpet, Mr. Mike Hackbert and myself. On trombone, we have Frank Galteri. On sax, we have Dave Beach, Scott Menifee, and Sue Spindler. On drums, Mr. Roy Miller. Bass guitar, on bass and guitar at times, Larry Ronsvoot. And on bass today, we have John. And on piano, we have Rebecca Talion.
Sounds great, Bill. Ladies and gentlemen, right here, Bill's Little Big Band.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bill's Little Big Band. And now, I am proud to present one of everyone's favorite comedians, Phyllis Diller. Right here. Hey, Phyllis.
Oh, Bob, it's so good to see you again.
Hi, Phyllis. Wish I could say the same.
Well, you're no Bradley Cooper.
But at least I wouldn't be mistaken for him. One thing our audience should know about you is that you were one of the pioneers in female stand-up comics.
Yeah, and you should have seen the covered wagon I rode around in.
Oh, come on, Phyllis, you're not that old.
Bob, you know they're old when they discontinue your blood type. So, Bob, I was talking to my husband Fang the other day.
Really? You talked to him?
Well, now and then. I wouldn't want to spoil him.
I suppose he's popular these days with a name like Fang.
Oh, yeah. Everyone thinks he's some kind of vampire. But the only thing he gets blood out of is the buffalo on the head of a nickel.
Hey, of course, I got to tell you, the rage these days is zombies.
Oh, I know. They're on TV. They're in the movies. They're in my bedroom.
Say, how are your kids?
Oh, my kids. They're great. They're doing very well. You know, I want my children to have all the things I couldn't afford. Then I want to move in with them.
I got to say, that's a heck of a retirement plan there. Say, Phyllis, could you do me a favor?
It depends, Bob. This favor doesn't involve going back to your room, does it?
Definitely not that, Phyllis. Now, I'd like you to introduce our next guest.
Okay, Bob, I can do that. Someone important, I assume?
Hey, you bet, Phyllis. Ladies and gentlemen, the village president of Williams Bay, Wisconsin, the Honorable John Mara, right here.
Well, welcome to our show, John. Glad you could make it.
Thanks, Phyllis. But I thought I was going to talk to Bob Hope.
No, the plan was for you to talk to me.
Well, okay. I can make the sacrifice. Anything for the advancement of Williams Bay.
So, John, where exactly is Williams Bay?
It's just down the road from here, from Lake Lawn Resort on western shore of Geneva Lake.
So I'd have to drive there.
Oh, yeah. It's only a few miles. Not far at all. Of course, you could take that covered wagon if you're used to that.
So, John, what's there to do in this Williams Bay place?
There's a lot to do and see for the whole family. You could go to Yerkes Observatory and see the stars.
Wait, what are you talking about? You have a star standing right next to you.
Huh?
Me? I'm a star!
Oh, yeah, you're a star. I keep forgetting.
Yeah, you and everyone else. So, any big events coming up?
Well, the big event is coming up is the Day in the Bay. It's Saturday, February 7th.
Oh, that sounds interesting, this Day on the Bay. So what all goes on?
It is interesting. All sorts of events take place. The village merchants and restaurants have great giveaways, and there's a terrific raffle with amazing prizes donated by local businesses and hotels, from dinners to rounds of golf.
Any raffles of young men?
For whom? You?
Yes, of course. Who else would I be asking about?
Well, no offense, Phyllis, but I think it's illegal in Wisconsin for such young men to be with such an old woman.
Yeah, and it's not just Wisconsin. I tend to get that everywhere I go.
We also have some great restaurants in town like Pier 290, the Shore Club, Cafe Calamari, and Lucky's Cantina. In fact, Lucky's Cantina has a weekly fundraiser for veterans.
Fundraiser for veterans. Maybe that's where I can get some men my age.
Huh? I'm not so sure about that, Phyllis.
And why not?
I don't think there are too many vets left from the Spanish-American War.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Honorable John Mara.
Once again, it's the Dixie Dudes.
Lazy River by the old mill run. The lazy, lazy river in the noonday sun. I linger in the shade of a kind old tree. Throw away your troubled dream, dream with me. Up a lazy river where the robin's song, a bright new morning, loaf along. Blue skies up above, everyone's in love. Up a lazy river, how happy you will be. Up a lazy river with me.
Bob?
Hey, yeah, Wendell?
There's another woman here to see you.
Another woman? She's not wearing a Walworth County Sheriff's deputy's uniform, is she?
No, she isn't, Bob.
But you're still surprised, I bet, the women are still flogging to me.
Frankly, Bob, yes, I am.
Obviously, my charm has no effect on you.
Thank goodness.